you, Levin. I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you all today and give you a little bit of an update on some of the innovations that we're working on in USDA regarding the cotton classification system. As everybody knows, and I hope they know, there's a lot of important things indicative of this classing system that we have. It's one of the things that we kind of stake U.S. cotton on. It's something that we obviously take very seriously because we provide this classification service to pretty much everybody in the world, in the country. So we are always looking for ways to improve it, make it more efficient for the producers and the users of that data. So what I want to touch on this morning or this afternoon is just five main areas that we've done some work on over the past couple of years, and then we're working on a lot this year. I'm going to show you some high volume instrument improvements that we've done. We've done quite a bit in automation. We're working on some new image analysis technology for color trash and extraneous matter. We've moved into some business intelligence analytics tools that we're using, a quality management program that we piloted, and then I'll talk a little bit about some future considerations. Whenever I make a speech, I always like to start with the mission. I won't read the mission, but in essence, our mission is to facilitate the efficient marketing of U.S. cotton, and we want to do that through accurate, timely, and efficient means. And we want to look for the best ways to do that whenever we can. We do have a vision in our program, and I'm going to touch on several aspects of this vision as I go through some of the slides that I show you. I want to key in on one is innovation, one is efficiency, one is customer service, which is the basis of what we do, and then our underlying overall goal is striving for excellence in what we do for the U.S. industry. So let's start with some instrument improvements. And the first one is not a new one. We've had this technology now for about 4 years. We went to an automated microinerrier component that we worked with the manufacturer to get in place. And we have worked over the last 2 or 3 years to continue to improve that. We've got some plans for 2016 to continue to improve this technology. And we're working towards having an automic device on most of the instruments in our fleet. This year we went for the first time towards what we call a decoupled instrument. If you look at the picture on the left, that's a traditional HVI 1000 that we've got throughout our class and offices. Decoupled just simply means the two components that make up the instrument are able to run independently. In the past, they haven't been able to. There's been one computer that runs them both. They've been attached with cabling. We haven't had the ability to really put those two separate devices in different parts of the lab operation. Now we have that capability. So if you, for instance, I showed the picture on the right, gives you an indication of the flexibility that we can have when we use the individual components set up throughout our operation. So this is going to be a key component for us as we move forward in automation. One of the things that we've been working on for several years is trying to come up with a way to automate the sample movement process, which is in the past has been very manual. And leads to some of the inefficiencies that we've had. So we wanted to figure out a way to do that through automating. And we've done that in two different ways so far. We've got two automation systems that we've acquired. One of them is in Abilene, Texas, and did operate for the entire season. It's still operating, as a matter of fact. I've shown some pictures here, and I'll lead you through these, and then I've got a very short video clip that'll come up. But in essence, what we were striving to do is to take away as many physical steps from the point that the sacks arrive at our classing office until the point that the classing is complete. The less we handle it, the faster we move it, the more efficient it'll be through the process. So you can see pictures here in the office of the sacks being sent in on conveyor. Each, there's stations in the lab where they unload the sacks, and that's actually being unloaded onto a conveyor that takes the samples up. The person that you see on the right is actually pulling subsamples from those and weighing them so that they'll be approximately the right the gram mass before they get sent down to be HVI tested. You see on the left-hand side there's cartridges that have the sample as well as the subsamples. The subsamples are what is thrown into the barrel to test for length, strength, and length uniformity, as well as the auto microinerrier measurement. So those are kind of pre-handled at that station that I just showed you, and then it's sent down through a distribution system that is set up to work in real time based on what particular station needs a sample next. So no station is waiting for samples to be fed to it. Ultimately, because we still class for extraneous matter, the samples come back to a classer. It actually makes the return trip back kind of to where it started, and they put the extraneous matter class, and then the cotton is disposed of to go into the loose. So the next thing you'll see is a short video clip. It'll kind of show the way these cartridges are moving, and then it pans out and shows you a little bit of the overall system, if it works, like I hope it does. There we go. This system is PLC driven, so it's recognizing there's a lot of joint points in the system. It's recognizing each time when it's time for one to pass, so it kind of works like a traffic cop. When it gets down to the individual stations where it's going to go and be tested, it's doing the same thing. So when you look at it as it pans out, you kind of see how all of the samples are traveling down the system. Each time it reaches a point down for an HVI line, it'll recognize when it's time to take a right turn or a left turn and feed directly down. The subsamples are taken directly out of the cartridge, put into the HVI line by air, so there's not a need for a person to be doing it. Now, we have a system in Memphis. Some of you that have been through Memphis have seen the automation prototype that we had in there, which was called the CATS, Cotton Acquisition Tracking System. This is kind of the offspring of that. It's installed right now. It's going through qualifications, so it did not make it in time to do any of the testing for the crop this year. But the picture on the left kind of shows where the loading stations are and where the color and trash measurements are made. You can see it's got a series of conveyors that take it into the lab. And the left-hand picture is just the look on the other side of the lab wall, so you can picture samples in each one of those sections coming down. The middle picture is where the samples are subsampled, so that cotton is put into the HVI line by air automatically, similar to what you saw in Abilene, and then ultimately to a classing station. The difference between this system and the Abilene system is this one uses less people to do it. Both systems are set up to optimize the instruments and optimize the people that are running the operation. So we're been very pleased with what we've seen in Abilene. It's worked very well, and we're hopeful of what we're going to see in the Memphis system. From an image analysis standpoint, we wanted to try to find out if there was technology out there that was just better than what we had on the HVI lines. Now, the HVI line imaging is good. It's very sound, it's very repeatable, and it works well. But we just wanted to see what else was on the horizon. So we actually secured contracts from three different companies in the United States, each coming from a different approach, and each provided us prototype technology using things like LED lighting, different kinds of image technology, and much nicer cameras to do some imaging for color trash and hopefully extraneous matter. So we received those prototypes. We have tested those prototypes. All three have passed our criteria for color and trash, and right now we're working with each of those devices to see how well they can determine, detect, and recognize and identify extraneous matter. These are pictures of all three. They are prototypes, so they're not going to look quite as polished as they would in the finished design, but you can see each one of them has a little bit of a different setup, a little bit of a different look. This is just an idea. I just took some snapshots off of some of the images that we can see. This is exactly the same image, but you can see, you can look at it, in this case, six different ways. We can actually look at it more than six different ways, but you can see how, in this case, you can see the different ways to look at. We put some bark samples and stuff to see how they would look. You can look at them from a black background, from a white background. The bottom right is actually where we've gone in and done some numbering of each one so we can try to work to identify what those are. So that technology is very promising. The beta models for each one of those are being delivered now. We're going to evaluate those in our Visalia, California office. Business intelligence analytics is something that we started last year, and we've really moved into 2015. It's really the utilization of analytics for immediate graphic and data feedback. We have millions of data points that we go through each season. We have hundreds of thousands that we go through each day. It's a tremendous amount of data, and it's something that, you know, it's a burden that we have to bear to try to go through and analyze that data as quickly as we can to make business decisions. We found a particular tool. It's called Spotfire. It's made by TIBCO, which is the manufacturer. It's a business intelligence analytics product. and we have been able to put that in place with our mainframe computer system, and it works very well. So what we're using that for is to take that data in real time as we test cotton, whether it's known value cotton, to test, see if our instruments are on par, or if it's live cotton, whatever the case is, and we can get that feedback immediately. And it can be used in all facets of operations. We're doing it a lot right now in our classing, but we have plans to do it in other things in our operation, like utilities, finances, other things. Anything that generates data, you can use business analytics. Our goal is to try to let the data work for us and for you, and not have to try to do so much work with the data. Let the data tell us more than it has been able to before. Show you a few graphs of what we're looking at. This is just an example of an in-house known value. It's cotton that we run throughout the course of a shift that we know the value of, that's established in our standardization division. You can see quickly the first thing that pops up is you see green. People recognize colors faster than they recognize pictures or numbers or anything else. We can set this up to where we can have a repeatability of testing target. We can have a trend line. We can set up our minimum targets that we want to attain. All that can be put on the graph. And really, if you're looking at this, and in this case, this is approximately, 12 or 14 instruments that might be in a lab, you don't have to really hone in on the instrument numbers and all that. You can hone in on the colors and know if you've got anything that looks out of line. In this case, you can put about 10 different graphs on one page to look at. This is every measurement we take on the lines throughout the course of a shift, in addition to the bale count. So if you looked at that without having to try to take a lot of time, you could immediately hone in on what does not appear to be green. And so you get immediate graphical recognition of the problems or potential problems. Our goal is not to wait until there is a problem to address. Our goal is to catch it before it becomes a problem, or to see if there's anything that might be a potential problem. So in this case, we would obviously hone in on red bars that are outside of the tolerance that we're shooting for, but we'd also be looking at the yellow bars, which could be approaching a point that we don't want to get to. So regardless of the number of instruments, we can immediately hone in on the reds, and then we can also address the yellows. Our goal is to have all greens, and we know that everything is running within the tolerances that we want. Another thing, too, is we get immediate real-time performance data feedback. In this case, this is a monitor that we have on the wall in one of our classing offices. You can see that it updates regularly throughout a shift, so you have that immediate real-time feedback. That's for supervisors, technicians, managers, whatever. They can take a look up there and know immediately how each instrument is operating at any time. And we also have them in plain view of everybody. This is actually the Abilene lab that I showed the video of. You can see where the monitor is located. So it's at the end, and it's a pretty big monitor. So if you get pretty much anywhere in the lab, and I was taking this picture from the very back wall of the lab, if you get closer, you can start to see colors before you see numbers and things, and you know if you've got any problems you need to address. The quality management program, it's a matter of us using known value cottons that we establish in-house to test each day in the classing offices to see how the lines are performing against the known. So it's establishing a known value factor that we're comparing against. We couple those checks with the SpotFire analytics data and get that in real time back. So that tells us how everything is performing. It tells the managers how their lines are compared to each other and compared to the knowns. The idea with the QMP is to have everybody testing against the same known values in all locations. Everybody's trying to target that same place. And it allows for frequent ongoing checks. Instead of us having to send the cotton overnight back into Memphis, which we've done in the past, we continue to do that this year. We did pilot the QMP with favorable results. So we're going to look in 2016 and at the aspects of going full-blown with the QMP program. So it worked out very well for us. And again, we can use the analytics to measure the performance of everything from instruments, classers, supervisors, shifts, offices, divisions, whatever we want to set it up to do. We can have that to do it. Can analyze thousands of book data points in seconds and millions in minutes. A couple of future considerations. We're going to continue to work with the instrument manufacturer, Ooster, to improve our HVI equipment. We do that ongoing. We're going to acquire beta models for the imaging, and that's going to continue in 2016. We're going to continue to evaluate our automation and see how that works, see what our potential is going to be moving forward with that in other locations. We want to advance towards full automated cotton classification for efficiency purposes and accuracy purposes. We're going to plan future class and office modifications and any new future classing offices around that type of concept, the automation and the analytics concept. And we want to leverage the technology that we have available to us here in the United States and in this industry to identify areas to improve the efficiency. If we improve efficiency, that continues to add back to the value-added aspect of U.S. cotton, which is what we want to do in addition to providing the classing services that we do. So in conclusion, again, I want to just remind everybody about the vision and where we touched on the different areas there. That's our goal, is to keep our mission and our vision in clear mind. Our mission is to provide services to you all so that you can then market cotton all over the world. We can continue to make the U.S. cotton a key source for cotton and continue to make the USDA classing system the number one system in the world. That's where we want to be for you all and for us. So that's what we continue to do. And with that, I want to thank everybody. It's been a challenging year. I know it's been a challenging year for us. We don't take a lot of enjoyment in classing difficult crops, but we class them the best way we can. Our staff's done a great job. We've got a lot of our staff here. Robbie and his folks and Jimmy and Angela and all of them have done a great job. So we encourage you, please, if you are in the area, anywhere where we are, please come see us, see the operations. That's our best way to educate the industry on what we do. So with that, Levin, thank you very much for your time. Any questions?